The Osgood Files, sponsored by Identity Guard. Don't count on luck to protect you from identity theft. Get top-rated Identity Guard protection for less than a dollar a day at identityguard.com/dollar. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I saw the new Star Trek movie. I thought it was great. But I wondered how many people in that audience knew that there is actually a real-world spacecraft that also started out on a five-year mission to go where no man had gone before, and is still on that mission 35 years later, and is about to pass the final frontier.
We're on a journey to the edge of the bubble the sun creates around itself. Outside is interstellar space.
And how far is that from here? We'll find out after this. Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 were launched in 1977 on a tour of the solar system, and that they have done. Voyager 1 is now 11 billion miles from the sun and still sending back data, which even at the speed of light takes 16 hours to reach Earth. It is so far away that sometime, maybe in the next year, it'll reach the limits of the solar wind and enter interstellar space. CBS's Bill Whitaker talked with Voyager chief scientist Ed Stone, who's been there since liftoff.
And we have liftoff.
You still seem excited about this mission.
You bet. It's a great mission. I've been very fortunate to have been on it right from the beginning.
I've got this cell phone here. This is less sophisticated than my cell phone.
By many factors of 10.
In fact, Voyager stores data on 8-track tapes. And yet,
this mission probably has had more discoveries than any other planetary mission's ever had because it has seen so many different worlds.
But as good as it is, the plutonium power source can't last forever.
By 2025, we will have to turn off the last instrument, and that will be the end of the science mission. And the two spacecraft will then forever orbit the center of our galaxy silently.
Until some civilization retrieves them and wonders, what kind of culture would shoot an 8-track tape player into space? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.